Hello everyone. So this is totally off the top of my head kind of episode. No reading or writing today. Let's get into it. I have thought about more of who and what I am. And I decided not to do media interviews also because I do not want to be pigeonholed into any human community. I don't want any human group to own me. And I feel that media interviews have this media ploy, or should I say media tactic of trying to box you in where you fully cannot be your 100% genuine individuality. My concentration lately and recently has been that I also would love to have the freedom of not always being asked my response to those who insult me. When I don't do media interviews, I'm guaranteed that I will not be asked a question about how do I feel about so-and-so verbally attacking me. I won't be asked the question, if I don't do media interviews, which I'm not, of, okay, so-and-so attacked you in writing and typing, as well as publishing. What is your reaction? See, not doing media interviews is the only way that I don't ever have to be asked these unwise questions. And what I also appreciate about myself is I'm not trying to please anybody. I'm not kissing up to anybody. I'm not sucking up to anybody. I'm not trying to get in anyone's good graces. What I am and who I am is I'm a person that values being wholesomely unrestrained, wholesomely unconstrained. Yes, I made up that word. And wholesomely unrestricted and wholesomely unconstricted. Yes, I made up that word too. Don't get me wrong, I have a filter whenever appropriate, but when it's appropriate for me to not have a filter, I do that as well. I'm also the type of public figure that is not trying to appease anyone. My focus is that my authentic identity is what matters to me. If that pleases you, that wasn't my intent, but I'm grateful for it. And if it doesn't please you, I still respect you because you are a human being. I'm not the type of person that if somebody doesn't like me, then I have this automatic fuck you mentality. I don't. Because I'm so focused on enjoying who and what I am that I don't easily give out my fuck offs if someone doesn't like me, doesn't like what I do, doesn't like what I say. In fact, it's okay not to like everything I say. It's okay not to like everything I do. And I don't easily give out my fuck offs if a person is like, well, I don't like. It's okay not to like everything I think it's okay not to like everything I feel. In fact, I'm the type of person that I don't easily give up my fuck offs if somebody doesn't like what I think, doesn't like what I feel, because I feel that that is petty, that is immature, that is unnecessary, and it's uncalled for. I don't require everyone to like everything I say, everything I do, everything I think, and everything I feel, in a nutshell. So I feel like a lot of times people become prideful and go, well, if you're not 100% happy with me, then fuck you. No, that's bullshit to me. I'm not a cult leader. I'm not a cult follower. I don't do cults at all. So here's my thing. It is okay to disagree with me. It is okay to not agree with me on everything. I'm not going to give you my fuck-offs on that. I just understand that we all have diverse cultural upbringings. We all have diverse personality temperaments. So those do play a role in our agreement or disagreement. And that's okay. There are people that I take constructive criticism from because they have proven themselves to earn that right in my life. They have thoroughly gotten to know me for all the right reasons. And we've naturally built a wholesome relationship where from time to time we can correct each other when it's absolutely appropriate. Then there's some people that have not earned that right to correct me because they have the spirit of toxicity running rampant in their own lives. So I'm like, no, you can't correct me. So not everyone has the right to tell me what to do. That's something I've recently learned. People who have proven themselves to be hard-hearted, I do not obey them. I'm proud to disobey them, actually. Now, people who are soft-hearted and they have truly labored with me for all the right reasons, they are the only people that have the right to tell me what to do. In fact, we tell each other what to do when it's appropriate. Yes, we have that mutuality reciprocity in our commonality, our common ground. So when I think about who and what I wanted to be, I absolutely said to myself that I also make it clear that I do not want to be I don't want to be stifled, and I don't want to be stymied either, you know, in terms of my gradual greatness. What I often see in the media, not everybody is guilty of this in the media, by the way. I'm not dissing everybody in the media, but I do feel that a lot of times people are compromised because they're so busy trying to get the approval of certain human groups that they base their self-esteem on, tragically speaking. And I said to myself, the people that resonate with this, that's who it was meant for. The people that find this to be relatable, that's who it's meant for. The people that this is relevant to, That's who it's meant for. So that's why I podcast. That's why I write books. That's why I am developing my own platform, because it's meant what my content is meant for people who are similar to me, people who are a lot like me, right? It's okay that my content does not satisfy everybody. My content will dissatisfy some people. I dissatisfy some people. That's okay too. When you put out something for the public, it is unreasonable to conceive of everyone endorsing, promoting, and being pleasantly stimulated, intellectually speaking, by you and your content. That's never, ever going to happen. No one experiences that. No one experiences that in public, and no one experiences that in private. So my goal is not to purposely be relevant. My goal is not to purposely be relatable. My goal is not to purposely be resonating. My goal is I'm going to be my true self in front of everyone. If you vibe with it, wonderful. If you don't, fantastic. And I mean this non-sarcastically speaking. I treat my haters with humaneness, humaneness. I treat my detractors with humaneness. I treat my naysayers with humaneness. And here's how I do it. Just because they attack me, I don't attack back. I respect that they are someone's relatives, someone's colleagues, someone's friends, someone's siblings, someone's neighbors, someone's life partner, someone's parent, someone's associate, someone's acquaintance, someone's hangout buddy, someone's talk buddy, someone's friend. And someone's client. Someone's lover. So, and they have their own fan base too. So that's what I mean when I say what I say about them, without an us versus them mentality. I do not heckle my hecklers, because that's teaching them that it's okay to teach me to be your role, to be for them to be my role model. When wisdom says it should be the other way around, because it's not my job to be them. It's my job to be me. So usually I don't respond when it comes to critiques. The majority of the critiques in life are unworthy of human response or human reaction. The only times where I have to respond is if people are using my content, my image, and my likeness without my consent. That's when the lawsuits have to come in. And if there is some bitter-hearted person that is accusing me of false allegations against them, then criminal charges I'll have to file against them, because now they're going on these smear campaign tactics, and now that is going to be reap havoc on my life. And that situation hasn't happened, but those, the only times I respond is if it's a life and death situation. If you're trying to stain my money, and if you're trying to accuse me of being a criminal, then those are the only times where I will respond through the legal system. Most responses people don't get from me because, okay, you're not trying to go in the, you're not trying to court case me, therefore I don't need to acknowledge your attacks of me. Now, if you're trying to go court case with me, you will get a response from me, but you will get a response through my legal team. That's the only time I respond. I respond to my legal team. Hey, we know what to do, all right? Civil cases and criminal cases against these people that are trying to accuse, basically lie on me, calling me a law-breaking, charlatan who's all about the money. Now, I'm blending civil cases, criminal cases when I say that. I'm like, okay, now I have to react through my lawyers and my attorneys. That's how I feel. That's the only time I respond. I respond through them. They respond for me. That's it. And I will testify. That'll be the only verbal, that'll be the only direct response, is written statements. Most of verbal or written statements will be through my legal team. And the only verbal response people ever get is when I testify in court, and that's about it. That's how I've decided to function. And I feel like for me, I'm not the type of person that likes it when people stick cameras in my face without my permission, without my comfort. I've always been hateful of that because I feel like that is dishonoring a person and their humanity whenever that happens. And I also feel this way too. As a public figure as well, I also decided that I'm not putting anyone in any jeopardy by how I present myself. Because again, I can't be suffocated in terms of you have to be completely immersed in one community or completely immersed in any community where we're going to dish out claustrophobia to your greatness. And it's like, I don't want to do that. I just want to be unapologetically wonderful. And I no longer watch reels on Instagram because of their human rights violating content. I no longer surf nor search profiles on Instagram because usually I dislike the content creation that I've seen in the past. So I don't do those things on Instagram anymore. As for Clubhouse, I do not go into certain rooms anymore because some of those rooms are all about let's verbally abuse each other in the name of having a moral excellence contest with each other. And I don't surf or search for profiles on there anymore either. I don't join certain houses on Clubhouse anymore. I do not. So that's my social media etiquette, if you want to call it that. Now, for the Geneva app, I'm only on there because of, you know, there's people I know that are about autism empowerment. So that's the only reason why I'm on the app. Now, once I become famous, I'm going to completely dismantle all of my social media. I'm only on those three social media accounts because of the people I'm cool with on those social media accounts. And I'm not getting any more social media after these three. No, three is done for me. But once I become famous, I am permanently deleting my Clubhouse account. I'm permanently deleting my Instagram account. And I'm permanently deleting my Geneva account. It's safe for me to have it now because I haven't blown up yet. Once I blow up, I'm like, okay, I got to get rid of all my social media because I do not want interview requests. And I do not want dangerous people to get a hold of me. At all, not even through social media. I don't want them to have any avenue to get a hold of me. And once I get my website going, I will find a way to talk to people without them having my personal contact information. Professionals and business is the same thing to me, and I keep it that way when it comes to the majority of the people in life. I'll also say this is that I have truly worked on myself in regards to not giving my authority away. Because when you respond to certain people, you are giving not just your authority away, but your identity away. You're surrendering your genuineness to disingenuous persons. I have no readiness for that. I will say this though. It's not my job to clap back. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to whiplash. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to backlash. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to blow back. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to strike back. That's my fan club's job they gave themselves. It's not my job to fight back. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to push back. That's my fan club's job they gave themselves. It's not my job to come back. That's my fan club job they gave themselves. It's not my job to give clever retorts or quick punchlines. That's my fan club job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to give witty answers. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. I don't do other people's jobs for them because that's setbacking myself. I don't believe in setbacking anyone else either. It's not my job to tongue lash. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to give keyboarded type words of retaliation. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. It's not my job to write words of revenge against those who are pushing drama on me. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. And to be honest, it is not my job to verbally burst into flames. That's my fan club's job that they gave themselves. And it's not my job to ignite, kindle, light, strike a light, start up, burst into flames, touch off, touch a match, to set off, to burn. That's my fan club shot they gave themselves. And I want to make it clear, myself and my fan club, we don't do criminality. We don't do inhumanity. And we are well self-controlled, well self-disciplined people. At the same time, I choose to be great. My fan club chooses to be great. I do my part. They do their part that they gave to themselves. And so, I don't do feuding. I don't do beefs. I don't do warp words. I don't do shakedowns. I don't do replies, I don't do rejoinders, I don't do returns, I don't do counters, I don't do sallies, I don't do reposts, I don't do acknowledgments, I don't do diss tracks. I don't do answer songs. I don't bash in interviews. I'm not a basher. I don't do feedback. I don't do reciprocation. That's not me when it comes to trolls and hecklers. virtually and in person. I don't do hurlbacks. I don't do flingbacks either. Nope. Also because I refuse to take the bait. I refuse to rise to the bait. I refuse to write back. I choose to be mature even when it's hard to maintain my maturity, my maturation. I don't believe the hype, and my inaudible response is how I legally killed that noise. I didn't say people, I said noise. Plus, I feel like it's a waste of time to do feuding and it's even a bigger waste of time to do blood feuds, because all that time could have been spent immersing oneself completely in positivity, generosity, gentleness, wholesomeness, wholeness, being holistic, being appropriate, upliftment, building up the oppressed, not tearing down the oppressed. That time could have been spent building my character instead of tearing down my character. That time could have been spent doing social justice efforts. That time could have been spent doing self-care. That time could have been spent improving my business acumen. And that time could have been spent rescuing lives and saving people's lives and preserving people's lives. I'm talking about the lives that are in danger. L-I-V-E-S. I choose to live a life of emotional literacy, emotional intelligence, and emotional self-regulation over emotional dysregulation. For me, I don't diss anybody in the form of tell-all books or tell-all op-eds. That's not who I am. Another thing that's not who I am is I'm not a rah-rah, rough rider, ride-or-die type of person either. I refuse to let anyone or anything have me oppose my true selfhood. I refuse to be the enemy of my bona fide character. A lot of times, people in the media don't care about the effects of their words. They don't care about the effects of their tone of voice. They don't care about the effects of their word choices. They don't care about the effects of their voices. They don't care about the effects of their gestures. They don't care about the effects of their facial expressions. They don't care about the effects of their body language. Those are other reasons why I refuse to do media interviews for anyone. They're not concerned about the impact of their verbalization. They're not concerned about the impact of their nonverbal communication. They're not concerned about their content impartation. And they're unconcerned about their message impartation as well. Other sets of reasons why I refuse to be on other people's platforms in person and virtually. Would I ever have a YouTube channel? No, because let's put it in context. There are bigots on YouTube that YouTube pays. Why should I make money from the same source that bigots make money from too? Why are we both being paid by the same video sharing media outlet of a platform? Bigots make money from YouTube, and then people are saying you should make money from YouTube too. No, if it feels like I'm indirectly making money with bigots. No. I also have the freedom of never having to say, next subject, I don't want to talk about it, or being silent, or using my body language to convey that I dislike the question being asked. That's also a set of reasons why I don't do media interviews at all. Plus, I feel like I don't want to be bought and paid for by anyone. I am the slave master of me. I am my own slave. I don't want anyone slave mastering me. I don't want to be anybody's slave. And I also know that I don't want to be anyone's token Negro. I don't want to be anyone's autistic shiny object. I don't want anyone being my, I'm his abuse survivor prop master. Because I went through abuse, he's my prop. No. I don't want anyone saying, well, Antonio's heteroflexible, so he's under my subjugation. No. Hell no. Fuck no. Shit no. And I also feel that I no longer desire to have everyone happy with me nor my content. I am okay with human disapproval. I'm okay with not everybody appreciating me. I'm okay with not everybody liking me. I'm okay with not everybody loving me. But respect is a requirement, not an option when it comes to me. Whether you feel favorably about me or unfavorably about me. You know, I avoid arguments, I avoid quarrels. I avoid contentious, factious disputes when I need to. I don't put myself in debates, exchanges, discussions, and controversy when I absolutely don't have to. The only time I do is when I have to legally confront child abusers and adult abusers. Other than that, I don't. Plus, in the media, a lot of them speak without facts, without truth, without evidence, without logic, without reason, without sense, without wisdom, without clarity, without dissent, without discernment, without decency, without measuring their responses, without tasting their words before they utter them. Without seasoning their words with grace and without seasoning their words with wisdom. They're completely persona driven instead of true personality driven. It's all about who can be the most outrageous, who can cause the most rage, the most irritation, the most aggravation, the most frustration, the most exasperation, the most melancholy, the most depression, the most chronic stress, the most psychological stress, the most worry, the most panic. And the most selective outrage. And I feel that freedom also, because I wouldn't, because when you're a comedian, you always feel the need to have to diss back somebody that diss you up front. And I'm so glad I don't have that role, because me choosing not to engage, meaning I'm disengaging with them, I have the luxury that comedians normally lack, because they make fun of people all the time. And when somebody makes fun of them, they're pressured, or sometimes take it upon themselves, a mixture of both, to make fun of the person who started making fun of them. So these are my entire media etiquette.